Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
How do we best represent the Christian faith to others who don't share our convictions? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. What does it really mean to be an ambassador for Christ? Apologist and speaker Greg Kokel shows us how to go on the offensive without being offensive, to use curiosity instead of confrontation, as we talk tactics, a game plan for discussing your Christian convictions. He talked about why he tries to plant stones in people's shoes.
The goal that I have when I engage somebody else on what I think might be a spiritual conversation, the goal is not, for me, is not to win them to Christ at that moment. And part of the reason I say that is because most people are not ready. And any harvest that happens is always preceded by, let's call it a season of gardening, all right? You have a lot of gardening first before the harvest. I think a lot of Christians are gardeners, and they don't realize it. They don't harvest, and so they think that they're failures, when in fact, if they were, thought of themselves more as somebody to help the process along rather than doing the harvesting, they'd be more productive in the kingdom. I'm a gardener. I'm not a harvester. And so my goal when I meet somebody is not to try to win them to Christ or even get to the gospel. I just have a more modest goal. And I said this when I was at University of Toronto 2 weeks ago. I said, I'm not here to convert you. I just want to put a stone in your shoe. I just want to get you thinking. Actually, I said, I just want to annoy you in a good way. They all started laughing because they expect the Christian to annoy them, you know. So I said, okay, I'm going to annoy you, but you'll be glad. I'm going to try to get you thinking. Because if you can leave this talk tonight just with something that, some stone I put in your shoe, you're hobbling out, scratching your head, thinking about it. Well, good, I'm happy. So I'm setting my goal rather low here, because I'm thinking of myself not as a harvester, but a gardener, knowing that gardeners are really important in the process, and I'm just trying to move the person a little further on. But just to say a few things that will maybe set the tone for her thinking about the concern she's facing and maybe set the stage for a future conversation. That's what I mean by putting a stone in people's shoe.